This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I've got some exciting news because this morning we're speaking with the chairman of DRM. He will tell us more about a DRM, which is Kulmangan, when we speak of DRM. Let's welcome on the line Aldred Adrea, who is the chairperson of DRM South Africa Group. Aldred, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time. You know, we speak all things radio, especially digital radio. I love the sound of the conversation that we are about to have right now. Probably tell us about Digital Radio Mondial. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Aldred. DRM. Tell us about DRM. What exactly is it?
Yes, Digital Radio Mondial. The acronym is DRM, is the digital equivalent of your radio transmission. So today we receive our signals to our radio using a technology called FM, and we're all familiar with that. In future, you'll have a new radio, a DRM receiver, that receives your favorite radio station via a digital means, and that essentially is DRM, and it works in all frequency bands, not just in FM. It works in the AM bands. So if you want to reach, say, on shortwave, you want to reach an area 2,000 kilometers away from you, you can use a shortwave for that and broadcast here from South Africa, say, to Angola, as an example. Or if you only want to broadcast locally in your town, say, in KZN, in Durban, you can put up a 1 kilowatt transmitter close to you, and you then serve only the area in Durban that you want to target.
Wow, interesting. And I heard that on World Radio Day, which is February 13th, is the launch of DRM here in South Africa. Tell us, why is it such a big milestone for radio in South Africa, this introduction of DRM?
Yeah, so DRM, so what's happening on next Friday, the 13th, will be the launch of a test. So it's a test transmission. There's no commercial live launch. So it's a test, and we received our test license from the regulator, ICASA. They approved that license. They granted that license to us in November last year. And the purpose of the test, it will happen here in Johannesburg, on frequency 91.25, we're broadcasting at about 70 watts. And the main purpose of that demonstration is really to create awareness amongst our stakeholders, broadcasters, industry stakeholders, the retail sector, automotive industry. And we want to demonstrate the key features of DRM. And these include distance learning and sharing of information services, emergency warning functionality. So this is quite big in places like Indonesia, where they always have natural disasters. A new feature, which is unique to DRM, is multi-channel broadcasting. So on the same transmitter, you can transmit different radio stations, and each radio station can have its own frequency on that same transmitter. So companies like Centec, the signal distributor, the national signal distributor in South Africa, would save a lot of money if they had to implement a network like that. And because it's digital, it's energy efficient. So we want to do those measurements and prove to stakeholders that, if you do move to digital, you will save on your electricity bill. I think let me stop there for now.
Yes. I like what you just said on your last point there, because my next question was going to be, what would like ordinary listeners actually experience with digital radio compared to, you know, traditional FM? But I think you put it nicely there on that last point. Maybe if I can just you, Aldred, will the listeners now need new devices should this be successful, or radio to access CTRM? And are these currently available in South Africa?
Yeah, so it's still early days. In 2022, ICASA issued regulations for digital sound broadcasting. And at some point in time, they will invite existing broadcasters to apply for their digital service license. And then there will be about a three-year period where those existing broadcasters can be on air, either with new services or the existing services, so that they can recoup the investment. And then after that three-year period, ICASA will then open up the invitation to new radio broadcasters to apply, but then it will be a digital-only a license. So that background is important. So for listeners, they would need a new device, yes. With every new technology, it's not backward compatible. It's the same like cell phones, as an example. If you want the newest model, you have to go out and go and buy that latest model. They will receive more services. As a radio station, let's say you only doing entertainment, you can then use with DRM on the same frequency, you can have three radio stations or three services, let me put it that way. So your one service could be entertainment, the other one could be actuality, news and actuality, and the other one could be a pop-up channel where you deal with special events, as an example, elections or any sporting event that you want to cover. We're looking now at the Matlanga Commission. Maybe you want to do a pop-up channel that only focuses on that, so that you don't disrupt your existing programming schedule. Because it's digital, you have the ability then to add and enrich your current broadcast. So with your news bulletin, you can actually associate pictures with that, graphics, text. So on your radio, you can actually access this little multimedia channel. So most of these radios will come out with a little screen, and you'll be able to visually see radio. You hear it, but you can also see it. You'd be able to... In your studio right now, you can have a picture of the presenter that's presenting right now. If you're playing a song, you can have a picture of the song title and a picture of the album cover. Those are some of the nice features that listeners can look forward to. But like I said, it's still early days. There's still a long way to go. For us, the more important thing is to create awareness, to make industry aware of what's coming so that they can prepare themselves. Maybe the other more important feature for society at large is, throughout, even in South Africa still, there's a lot of areas that don't have an internet connection. And with DRM, we have the ability to send information via the digital signal to a device. It's via the radio. So, and this is something that we will actually demonstrate on the 13th. So we'll have a radio. That radio has a Wi-Fi hotspot built into it. And with your phone or your tablet, you'll be able to connect to that Wi-Fi hotspot locally, and you then be able to access that educational content, mathematics, We did a demonstration with Festo. They're a big education company, and they developed a course on electricity. And with the material, you actually can see how the atoms move in the picture itself. So it's not just still pictures. You can animate the pictures as well.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting, Aldred. And it's digital media indeed. Now, digital radio is nothing new in SA. There are radio mobile apps that are currently making waves right now on throughout all radio stations. Which are realistically easier and more cost effective for listeners, as apps are sometimes free and, you know, mobile phones? Maybe how does now DRM compete against such apps, AMA radio apps?
Yeah, so with the radio app, you need an internet connection. So if you don't have the means of accessing, if you don't have the means to buy data, you won't be able to then listen to your favorite radio station. That's why FM is still so popular in South Africa. Radio in South Africa is still the largest consumed media in South Africa. Radio, not connected radio, not streaming radio, like the mobile apps on your phones. And DRM is the newer cousin of FM. Let me put it that way. It's free. If you have a radio, you go buy your radio. It's once-off cost. You buy your radio, you tune in, and you can listen. You don't have to buy data to listen to DRM and to access that multimedia-related content. Yes, it's one way. So you have what we call pseudo-interactivity. You can interact with the data stream, but you can't... So it looks like you are requesting information like on the internet, but all of that information is actually locally stored in your device. So you're just calling up the information. It's not like you're connecting back to a server, like with a streaming device, like a mobile device, like with your radio apps. So there is a place for both. Those that can afford to buy data can enjoy the entertainment using a mobile device. Those that cannot afford or don't even have access to an internet signal or Wi-Fi, they can still continue they won't be left out. They can still continue to listen to their favorite radio station using a normal traditional radio. But in this case, it will be a digital radio.
You speak about a once-off cost for listeners, but now how much does it cost for radio stations to be on the DRM multiplex, Aldred?
This is the difference between, I think, other digital radio standards. With DRM, you as a radio station, you can self-provide. So you can go buy your own transmitter. You can put up that transmitter yourself. You don't have to apply to a multiplex operator to be carried on a multiplex. So that's probably the cheapest way of doing it. In terms of costs, you're probably going to look anything from 200,000 rand up in terms of your establishment costs. Your operating costs depends on the power of the transmitter that you're operating, your running costs, and the engineer that you have to have on call. There's a lot that goes into operating a transmitter like that. If you don't want to do it yourself and you want to be part of a multiplex, then you'll probably pay a services fee to a company like Centec that can do it for you. There are other companies like Blue Lemon as well. They are a signal distributor for community radio stations here up in Gauteng. You can then pay them a fee, and that fee should be less than what a current broadcast is currently paid, because there is less power consumption. That's number one. And you're using less spectrum. So those two things should lead to you paying less for your monthly operating fee if you want to be carried by a multiplex operator.
Definitely. 0681608832. In case you have just joined us, we're speaking with Aldred Adrea. He is the chairman of DRM, and we're speaking all things digital radio. Now, I've got a listener here, Aldred. His name is Asanda, and he's asking a question. What does the future look like for digital radio accessibility in mobile transport?
Yeah, so in cars, we are engaging with the National Motor Association in South Africa. They're called NAMSA. And right now in India, there are 7 million vehicles already on the road that have DRM-enabled receivers. So all of these motor manufacturers, BMW, Mercedes, Toyota, Mahindra, they already come with infotainment systems that are DRM ready. At production, they need to configure those infotainment systems to activate the DRM features for those specific radios. If a client says, so in South Africa, for example, if an order had to be placed for Mahindra's, on that list would be activate DRM feature in the infotainment system. And then in the factory, they will actually do that. So, yes, in future, it's like a chicken and egg situation. You need to have signals on air first, then you create awareness, and then you create a demand, a need, and then the receivers will come. So eventually it will come. So in India right now, the example I've given you, the 900 million citizens are covered by some 73 transmitters, medium wave and short wave. And the motor industry is heavily involved in that project. And as I said, already 7 million vehicles in the country already has DRM-enabled receivers in the motor vehicles. So eventually we will also get there. For now, it's early days, and we're starting with the first thing, and that is to get a signal on air. Mm. And that is what we will do on the 13th of February.
Definitely. Oh, man, I love the sound of that, Aldred. And I think this one is from a student. It seems that he says campus radio linked to educational institutions could use DRM to run lectures and all educational content alongside the radio stations. When can we add MUT radio to the test signal? That one is for you, Aldred.
Yeah, I'll leave that to your station manager to to decide, for Colito to decide. Look, we are. What we could do is we could probably do a test, but the signal coverage is only here in Johannesburg. So it's something that we can discuss, and we can see what the possibilities are there. But yes, that student is correct. There are many possibilities now. Once you go digital, you can supplement your learning experience using digital radio.
Mm, definitely. And the possibility or the success of this trial next week, do you have high hopes?
Yes. We did. Previously in 2017 and in 2012, or was it 2010, we have done previous tests, but those are all technical tests. This time around, we're actually testing the features. Some of the other features that we want to test or abilities, capabilities that we want to test is how do existing radio stations integrate these new multimedia type workflows into the existing business processes. So that's something that participating radio stations will also test. So we are excited. They are excited. We will keep the hype going. And I am very confident that this trial will be a resounding success. It's 8 months with a option to extend for another 6 months. And we obviously have to give regular reports back to the regulator. regular reports to the regulator. I think it's every quarter we need to report back to them on our trial activities. So yes, I'm very excited and I am sure it will be a resounding success.
Definitely. No, really appreciate it, man. We're looking forward to it. And I know that probably when you come to KZN to test this side, definitely MUT Radio is on the top list. yeah, Eldred.
Definitely.
No, really appreciate your time. And just for educating us about DRM and the digital radio in particular. And happy World Radio Day in advance to you, Eldred. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Yes. And if you need more information, please go to www.drmsa.org.
Definitely.
No, okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, really appreciate your time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.